Big 102.1, 80s, 90s, and more inside a Monday edition of the Big Morning Show with Chris Fast and Renee.
We are so delighted to have West Point Cadet Kenneth Sims with us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Almost West Point graduate. Pretty close, huh?
Yep, 78 days, getting close.
Oh, that is exciting. Now, give a little background. You went to high school at Lafayette High.
Yes.
And went to West Point as a cadet. Tell us a little bit of something about how that works.
Yeah, so about midway through high school, I kind of got interested in the service academy, specifically West Point. And towards the end of my sophomore year, or junior year, I opened an application. And basically what it involved was a congressional nomination, which is a whole process, a fitness assessment test, and a bunch of letters of rec, the typical SAT, ACT scores, right, all of that stuff. And then just kind of waiting to find out. And then eventually for me, I was, you know, fortunate to get accepted. And I started basic training in June.
And something that I think a lot of people don't know, and part of the point of the conversation today is, once you went through this process, you learned that this was a really unique opportunity that was available to people, and I guess at no cost, correct?
Correct, yeah. Even the a lot of colleges, I guess you'll pay like $50 or something to apply, or and so applying itself is free, and then attendance itself, you don't pay anything monetarily. You do owe service, but you don't pay any money out of pocket, which is pretty nice.
That is very cool. Now, is there a limit, or is there some kind of like each state has so many people that can go to West Point?
Yeah, so all the states have a congressional district, and then each congressional district can have a certain number of cadets at West Point at any given time. So for Louisiana, I think we started off with 9 cadets, and I think we're at 8 right now. But some states, some of the bigger states, will have more. Virginia has quite a few more. California.
Right.
But yeah, that's where Louisiana falls, around 9 or 10.
So you're counting down minutes and seconds and days and weeks until this process is done. So obviously you owe service. What are your next moves?
So for me, I'm kind of in like a unique situation. So most graduates will go combat arms. But I'm actually going to med school for after graduation. So I'll be at probably Texas A&M med school, and then I'm just going to owe more years, and I'll be serving in the Army as a physician for a while. that's my plan.
What a great foundation. What a great education. If kids want to find out about this, is this like information available through their counselors? I mean, because you got to admit, a great education that you can earn through your own merit, imagine that, is available in all of the service academies as well as West Point.
Right, yeah. So a lot of counselors definitely have great information. West Point has a website just like any other college does, and has a lot of great information there. One of the reasons I'm in town right now actually is because I'm kind of doing public outreach and talking to school counselors with some of the local old graduates, we call them old grads, and field force representatives about applying, and just kind of educating counselors as well as local high school students about the whole process.
Well, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes early this morning on a Monday to spread the word, and we're happy to help you with that, and we wish you the best of luck, not only in your next 78 days, but after it at A&M and all of your pursuits thereafter. Thanks so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Have a great morning.
You too, Cadet Sims.